Now, though, this spring, some of Australia's most sought-after drag queens are going to be taken to the stage in a glittering drag spectacular celebrating Australian drag through the ages. Prada's Priscilla's is touring Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland from September through to November, with shows in Sydney on October 5 and 6. It's a show that's going to take audiences on a real musical journey from King's Cross in the 60s through the Australian desert, of course, with Priscilla, and into 2018 with a celebration of modern music icons. The show's headlined by one of Australia's most in-demand live-singing drag queens, Prada Clutch, and we are lucky enough that she joins us in the studio now. Prada, good morning.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm so excited to have you in. Thanks for swinging by.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. It's great to be here, bright and early.
So this show, it covers so much ground. As I said, you start off in King's Cross in the 60s, Go all the way through the sort of Priscilla Queen of the Desert, wind up in the modern era. It's a big question, but do you have a favourite era or song that you guys are delving into?
So since a very young age, since I think I was like maybe 10 years old, so only like 10 years ago, I started singing a song called Can't Take My Eyes Off You, which is, you know, like Frankie Valli. And we've been, throughout my whole life now, I've sort of been able to weave this song in somehow. And so we do like a big tribute to the Lay Girls, Carlotta and the Lay Girls from the 60s. And so we've woven that in to that. And so now, I guess it's probably one of my favourite songs, you know, and it's very appropriate. You're just too good to be true. Can't take our eyes off of you. And quite often that's what the audience are thinking. Oh, my goodness. Are they real women? What's going on here? So it's a very appropriate song, and it's just been sort of an anthem through my entire life, which is really awesome. Yeah.
How much work has gone into getting this tour up and going? Because it seems like it must have been a lot.
Yeah. So we have like the actual show itself has so many costumes and so much detail, and I'm very lucky that I've got some of the original Lay Girls that have helped me work on the show. So in particular, Monique Kelly, and she's sort of come in and gone, well, you know, we can have this or we can have this, and this is going to require, you know, 200 kilos of diamante and, you know, 8,000 ostrich feathers and, you know, all of that sort of stuff. So effort and stuff that has gone into it, like we're talking months. One of my dresses, just one, like my share dress in particular, I think it took Monique roughly about 3 months to bead, and she beaded every single bead, and I'm dripping in diamonds. Like that kind of costume side of things has taken a while. But putting the whole show together and rehearsals and stuff, yeah, it takes time. It takes time. Thank God I've got a great team of people working behind me, and everyone's very professional and really keen to do it. So it's been great. We've been doing it now, this is our second year we've been doing it, and we've been touring and performing to some fantastic audiences all around the country. So it's been really, really super duper great.
I love the descriptions of the costumes as well. I imagine you guys have tons of costume changes, all that fun stuff.
Yeah. there's like some of the costume changes in the show I can't even get my head around. The first like four shows, it was, oh my God, I'm not going to make it. And now it's like, oh, I've got 15 seconds to get into my next dress and be back on stage. Don't even think about it. Like, it just happens now. And, you know, we've got the dresses backstage. So I literally walk off and things just fly off me and things come back on me. And then I'm back on stage and the audience die because they're just like, oh my God, you were just here. What's going on? And now here you are in something even more fabulous. So it is a lot of fun. I never thought that, like, I would go through all of that and have all of that happen. But it's happened and it's fantastic and I love it. Love it.
What is it about drag that that you really love?
You know, this actually was asked to me recently, and when I started doing drag, I wanted to just take people away from where they are and make them forget, you know, maybe what's going on in their life, because we're all going through stuff. You know, everyone's going through their own troubles and you know, triumphs and stuff, and I like to just sort of come in, have an experience with me, forget about your troubles, come on, get happy and have a great time. And I've actually had some really beautiful messages from people that have said, you know, this is going on in my life and da 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 da, and you know what, just that 2 hours at your show, I've completely forgotten everything and I've just had the best time, and thank you so much, you put a smile on my face. And you know, for me, it's like they don't realize, but to me, that's so much satisfaction, and to them, it's so much satisfaction. So it kind of works both ways. But so for me, I just like to, make people really happy, and you know, the world can be a dark and gloomy place, can't it? So let's put colour and glitter and sequin everywhere, I say.
It's as good a theory as any. That must be a really nice feeling as well.
It really is, yeah. To walk out on a stage in these audiences that I've never been, like, you know, we did Narrabri, which is, you know...
Where is that?
Exactly. It's like 2 hours west of Tamworth, and, you know, they were right in the middle of the drought, you know, and to walk out on the stage and have a full house and... The people, they needed joy. They needed it. And for them to, you know, after the show, when I'm doing the autographs and stuff, they were just like absolutely mind blown. And, you know, I walked out on that stage and I could feel the energy. The people were so excited, and it was an incredible experience. Yeah.
It seems that a lot of people who might not necessarily sort of be super into drag culture, a lot of what people tend to know comes from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
Of course, very Americanized. Yeah. What is it that makes Australian drag unique?
So RuPaul's Drag Race is incredible. It's been such an incredible platform for so many drag queens all around the world. Drag has existed long before RuPaul's Drag Race, of course. So in Australia, you know, drag has been great. Drag has been, you know, everywhere and not everywhere, but a lot, mainly on Oxford Street and around that sort of, you know, gay sort of zone. We've come in, and like, I've been for, this is my 10th year of drag, and I don't do Oxford Street. I have not done that for like 6 or 7 years. I've been traveling everywhere doing shows and bringing drag to the people. Australian drag is very different to American drag. We get paid, which is a really great thing. You know, the American drag, they work for tips. I don't know how they do it, but look, it's fun, but yeah, wow. It's sort of like a staple, I feel. Like, you know, I remember growing up seeing Priscilla, Queen of the Desert on TV, and it was like, that's our culture. Like, it's going through the desert, it's Australia, it's, you know, thong dresses and, you know, it's crazy, cork hats. I think Australian drag is really, I think it's really unique. I think I'm probably one of the luckier ones. I can sing, so I have that sort of connection of live element so that I can connect with the people, which I think is a nice element as well. And in America, not many of them sing. I'll say not many of them. Some of them do, but it's similar, but it's different. I feel like we're in Australia, we're quite, with our humour and our colloquialisms, you know, we're quite, you know... Let's just say Australian. No, but it's good fun. It is.
Oh, just before I do, like, Yo Prada, you've got some Sydney shows coming up in October. Where can people grab tickets? Where can people get involved?
Yeah, jump online, pradaspriscillas.com for all your tickets. We have got shows. We're going to be in Sutherland. We're going to be in Penrith. On the lead up to Christmas, we've got Christmas shows in Kensington, and there's a whole bunch of shows coming up. So jump online, pradaspriscillas.com, and grab your tickets. That's pradaspriscillas.com.
We'll get the link up in the podcast. Prada, thanks so much for coming
in.
Thank
you. Thank you.
There we go, Prada Clutch there, having a chat about the upcoming Prada's Priscilla's tour. It's touring Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland. As I said, Sydney shows are October. Get online. We'll get all the links for you up in the podcast.